Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Today, the U.S. Department of the Interior has evolved into the principal federal conservation agency managing the protection of many of the nation's special natural, cultural, and historic places. With us this morning to discuss his organization's leadership in conserving habitats, species, lands, and waters while effectively managing its fiscal resources is our special guest, James Kaysen, Associate Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Steve Sika, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Al.
Jim, perhaps you could share with us a sense of the history and mission of the U.S. Department of the Interior. When was it created and what is its mission today?
The Department of Interior is a wonderful organization. It has a very broad mission within the United States. Somewhat unusually, when we think about the interior, it's really the department of the outside as opposed to the interior, because most of the agencies that are involved within the interior manage the outdoors within the United States. For example, within the Department of Interior, we have the National Park Service, the National Fish and Wildlife Organization, the Bureau of Reclamation, the Bureau of Land Management, Indian Affairs, and a number of other agencies. And collectively, those agencies manage about one out of every 5 acres in the United States. We have wonderful vistas, watersheds, critical and endangered species habitat. We manage coal mining, oil and gas development. We manage water and water development and distribution. There's a host of programs within the department that have direct impacts upon the lives of many people within the United States. The Department of Interior was created back in 1849 and over time has had an evolvement of its mission and an accretion of duties. And today it has a huge duty in both preserving our environment and conserving our environment with our partners. And it also has a very large contribution into the economic fabric of the United States through energy and minerals development, through timber harvesting and grazing and a number of other things.
So with such a broad mission, can you perhaps give us a sense of the scale of the organization in terms of the size of its budget, number of employees, and the geographic footprint?
The Department of Interior is a pretty large organization within the federal family. We have about 70,000 employees that are scattered in large part all over the world, but mostly in the United States, western half of the United States. We have about 2,400 offices of various sorts, some very large ones, some very small ones. We are typically a rural-based organization because we do manage the outdoors so much. But we span many time zones in the world. Some of our interests, like insular affairs, we have responsibility for Guam and America Samoa and the U.S. Virgin Islands, for example. And then we also have many of the lands in the West.
Jim, now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you could tell us more about your area and specific role within Interior. What are your specific responsibilities, and can you tell us how your area is organized, the size of your staff and budget, and how it supports the mission of the department?
Well, that's an interesting question. The position I hold at the Department of Interior is called the Associate Deputy Secretary. On an organizational chart, I report directly to the Deputy Secretary of the Interior, and that person is named Lynn Scarlett. Lynn is the number two person within the department, and the number one person is obviously the secretary. Secretary is a cabinet officer. His name is Dirk Kempthorne. I report directly to the deputy secretary, and my role overall within the Department of Interior is to assist the secretary and the deputy secretary to manage the affairs of the department. In terms of immediate staff, I'd have to give you two answers on that. One answer is, in an informal way, the entire staff of the department is part of my portfolio in managing along with the secretary's office. In another way, I also have another duty that has been assigned to me by the secretary, and that's to be the assistant secretary for policy management budget. In that capacity, I have a staff of several thousand people who are focused on the task of providing administrative services, policy services, framing the budget, and a number of other things that support the broad mission of the Department of Interior.
Well, it sounds like your hands are pretty full.
They are.
Let me ask you another question about responsibilities and duties. What would you see as the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
Well, within my position, I would say it's a mix of a couple of things. And what I mean by that is I have, for me personally, a task within the Department of Interior that is a huge challenge, which is managing what we call the Cobell litigation. Cobell is litigation that was filed by individual Indians against the department about the stewardship of the department over the last 100 years of trust assets. It's been very contentious litigation. We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars in working on this issue, and we've had extensive periods of time in court managing that issue. And I have the principal responsibility for the department to manage the programs within the department that are implicated by the Cobell litigation and to work with the Department of Justice and the courts on this issue. Secondly, I would say the next major challenge really is, I would say, coordination among the various parts of the department. Many of the things that we do cross organizational lines, and it requires someone to coordinate those activities so that the right hand knows what the left hand's doing. Let me give you an example with our fire program. Within our fire program, we have several agencies that participate in our fire program, and that's the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Bureau of Land Management, and the National Park Service. And when we have fire issues that involve policy or deployment of resources, we need to make sure everybody's on the same page about what we're doing and why we're doing it. We have a number of those types of things that involve initiatives of the department that cross the lines within the department, or we have problems that involve several parts of the organization. So that's a piece of it. And then the final thing that I think is the biggest challenge is communication among all the parts of the department, and that's to make sure everybody knows where we're trying to head. And I'll give you an example like goals and objectives. It's very beneficial if everyone from the secretary down to the lowest manager understands what the mission is, what our priorities are, what we're trying to get done. And that's a constant effort you have to go through to make sure that everybody is pulling in the traces in the same direction.
Now, Jim, you've spent some time at the department and in government. Could you describe your career path for our listeners? How'd you get started?
Well, using the term career path it may be an anomaly here. I've had a number of interesting jobs. Over my working lifetime, I've spent about half of my working life in government and half of it in the private sector, and I've had the opportunity to go back and forth. I started off actually very young age working. I probably started working when I was 5 or 6. I came from a family of itinerant farm laborers. So my family would move with the crops in the western part of the U.S. We would actually live in Missouri during the winter. And in springtime, we would go to Southern California and pick crops through California, Oregon, Washington, pick potatoes in Idaho, cut Christmas trees in Colorado, go back to Missouri and winter out. It was an interesting upbringing, a little bit stressful because I went to multiple schools each year. And interestingly, the Missouri schools are about 2 years behind the West Coast schools, so I was going back and forth. In terms of professional career after college, I worked for a trade association dealing with environmental issues. This particular association was called WETA, and it stands for the Western Environmental Trade Association. That organization represented labor and industry and environmental issues. I had a stint working in Iran, and I was in Iran shortly before the hostages were taken, or I left shortly before the hostages were taken. So I had the opportunity to watch that Iranian revolution up close and personal. And as it turned out, my entry into the federal government happened about that time. Once I got back from Iran, I actually spent a year as a resident fireman for the U.S. Forest Service, a GS-4 job. And then a friend of mine came back to Washington, went to work for the Bureau of Land Management, said, called me up one day and said, I got this perfect job for you. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed for it and came back and became a special assistant, the director of BLM. Moved up to become a deputy assistant secretary, then an acting assistant secretary, went over to Department of Agriculture, ran the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, left town for 8 years, and then when this administration was elected, got the phone call that said, gee, this is a really big agency. Can you guys come give me a hand? So I returned to Washington and have been back for 6 years with this administration.
That's a fantastic history. So I'm curious, if you sort of tie all that together, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and sort of shaped and informed your management style?
It's an interesting thing that when you look at your life's experiences, all of them in one way or another contribute. I find that I developed at a very young age a very strong work ethic, and I attribute that to the upbringing I had with my parents and the hard work that we did as a kid. So doing really hard work now, spending long hours doing the things I do is just part of my makeup, and I think that contributed. I came from very poor upbringing, so the reaching out to individuals to understand and be empathetic about their needs is really important. And one of the areas that's been very beneficial to me is I had a couple of years as the acting assistant secretary for Indian Affairs during this administration. And there's lots of really poor people in Indian country, and it gave me an opportunity to be empathetic with them. And in terms of management style, I've had the opportunity now that I'm over 50 to have managed a long time and to experiment with what works and what doesn't. And what I find as helpful in my capacities is that most times, most people who work for you want to do a good job, and they also want to be part of the process. And what I've found, or my experience, has been that if you give people an opportunity to be part of the solution, to be part of getting things done, that their active participation is a lot more effective in extending your capabilities, and that you have a workforce environment where people are energized and positive about what they want to do. So I find that in my capacity, though, at one point or another, I have hundreds or dozens of people, or dozens or hundreds or thousands that work for me, that what I try to do is actually give very few orders and actually work collaboratively with the management team to agree upon what we need to do and then charge them to go do it.
That's great. How is the Department of the Interior integrating budget and performance information? We will ask James Kaysen, Associate Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of the Interior, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.